too hot. It's Cool in the Game. Used to be the jam back in the day.
It is a good jam. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. The major's too hot for Andrew Painter right now. He's headed to Lehigh Valley, where he needs to be. And hopefully he can get it together. But this is on the Phillies. What they did, giving him the job he did not earn. It's a joke, and I blame the Phillies for where we're at right now. And to me, the bigger issue, like I disagree with not trading him, but the bigger thing to me is keeping him in the big leagues for 2 months, and his confidence sounds shot after yesterday. Your take on Andrew Painter and what the Phillies' bigger mistake was, not trading him or keeping him up here for 2+ months when he just is not a major league pitcher right now. But, Hugh, we have a story developing here that we need to keep an eye on as we go into, you know, kind of this portion of the NFL calendar where – you know, there could be a move or two, but it's probably going to be quiet. But Howie Roseman, we know, always is on the
Howie season.
He's on the hunt to add to the roster. Was it last August? He made like 7 moves, right, to add to the team.
Yeah.
So I never put anything past Howie. And it feels like for a while now, I guess maybe the better part of a full year, the Eagles keep being connected to these big name
pass rushers,
right? It was Micah Parsons last summer, and people
kind of.
Yeah, Michael Parsons. Michael
Parsons.
Yes, it was Michael Parsons or Micah Parsons, however you want to say it, last summer. And then over the last year was a lot of Myles Garrett before he got to the Rams. And the other one that's been connected here is Max Crosby, who almost got traded away from the Raiders during the offseason and ultimately failed the physical. He's back there now. Well, listen to this. Hondo Carpenter covers the Las Vegas Raiders.
Great name.
Hondo Carpenter is a good name. Let's hear what Hondo said about the Eagles' interest right now in Max Crosby.
I'm telling you, there is a lot of interest in Max Crosby. Two teams, specifically nuclear hot, the Eagles and the 49ers. I still believe there are two, maybe as many as three other teams absolutely in play for Max. Okay, does that mean that Max is in Spytek's office? I want out? No. Does that mean that Spytek is like, I want him gone? No, but it means the reality is last year I told you I did not believe he was up for trade or even remotely available, and I was right. I was told that. I do believe someone could get Max. Absolutely. I think he could be had, have to be the right team, and it would have to be the right price.
All right, lots to unpack there, but we're back on the Crosby thing now. And Hondo Carpenter covers the Raiders saying the Eagles and Niners are nuclear hot after this guy to try to get him to their team. So there's a lot to unpack. One, what it would take to get him. But then two, big picture, Hugh, and I think this is now becoming more of a thing for me. Every time we do this, every time we go down the road of, could they trade for this pass rusher?
Mm-hmm.
We recognize that pass rusher, whether it be Parsons a year ago, then Myles Garrett, now Max Crosby, is very expensive, right? These guys are not cheap.
Yikes.
These are $35 to $40 million a year players, if not more. Okay. Well, we also recognize that they have Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean,
all looking for contracts in the next couple of years.
Their quarterback could get a new contract
looking
after.
For contract
yeah,
in
right.
The next
so they cannot pay everyone. Howie's a genius and it's Howie season, but you can't pay everyone. So if the Eagles could land Max Crosby, and if it's just the conversation is, do you want him as a player? Of course I want him as a player. He's awesome. The way I would want Myles Garrett, the way I want Micah Parsons. These guys are great football players. But Hugh, every time this comes up, I keep thinking, are they considering choosing this person overpaying Jalen Carter, who will be the most expensive of the guys they already have on the defensive side? Hugh, where do you come down on Crosby or Carter if you could only pay one? Because I would rather, if you just told me I could have Max Crosby or I could have Jalen Carter for the next 3 years, I would choose Max Crosby. I think he is a better, well, first of all, he's been a more productive player, and he's a little older, but I could count on him more year to year, game to game. I have questions about Jalen Carter. Hugh, where do you come down? Because I don't think they'd have both of them. I think if they ended up trading for Crosby, that would mean Jalen Carter is not going to be here long term.
I know that, you know, Max Crosby is the more accomplished player.
Yes.
But that knee and him being a little bit older would cause me hesitation in picking him. I would go with the young guy, Jalen Carter. And that's who I would choose because of the upside. I know that there's a lot to unpack with this story. But if you're just asking me flat out, who am I going to take as the young guy? But here's the kicker, Joe, with all of this, is that the fact that we're this late in the game, two things for me have not transpired. The fact that Max Crosby is still, his name is still out there,
mm-hmm.
right, is being a trade piece. And then the fact that Jalen Carter hasn't gotten paid yet.
Yes.
And there was reckless speculation, if you will, that he was going to get paid after Jordan Davis got paid. There was a lot of talk about that. And then there were reports that negotiations got stagnant or whatever. So to me, and now this is where I start to recklessly speculate.
Here we go.
If you're talking about you're hot and heavy on Max Crosby, you're talking about two defensive players. Well, you have a lot more, but two defensive players in the offseason you gave a lot of money to, because you're going to have to pay Max. He has 3 years left on this deal. I know it's somewhere we were talking about like $35 million.
It's about $35 like that. A year, yeah.
So if you got a $35 million player on one side, then you got a $100 million player that you just gave some more money to.
Grenard,
yeah. On another side.
That's a four-year 100, so he's 25 a year.
So you got three years, $35 million a year.
And four, 25.
Four, $25 million a year. And you talk about, and your biggest concern is, okay, where's how we getting all this money? Jalen Carter is not getting a contract, in my mind, this year. Jalen Carter, obviously, but it feels to me like it's the odd man out in all of this.
So with that, and I think it's important to throw this in, because you're right. I mean, every day they don't pay Jalen Carter and they're connected to other players on the defensive side, it makes me think they're not going to pay Jalen Carter.
They don't feel like that's going to be the case.
So Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, he had another mailbag column yesterday, and he was asked again about Jalen Carter, and the question was, where are things with the Eagles and Jalen Carter? Is he going to hold in? Are the Eagles hesitant to pay him? And here is what Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, wrote yesterday. Quote, Philadelphia is telling you what you need to know with its actions. The Eagles have always been aggressive paying their own, in large part because they know that the earlier you do the deal, the better price you'll get. It's a strategy that takes commitment from ownership, which Philly clearly has, and says serve the team well over the year. So the fact that we're into June without Jalen Carter having a deal is notable. And I'd guess if they do one now before his fourth season as a pro, then it'd come with flexibility for the team. If Carter won't give them that flexibility now, maybe he'll just wait another year, which would make this a little like the George Pickett situation in Dallas. It doesn't sound like there's any rush to pay Jalen Carter by the Eagles.
No, it doesn't. And that's when you talk about the beginning of the offseason, and Jordan Davis getting paid, and the fact that there was conversation, or we thought that there were conversation about getting paid, and then for it not to happen, that's a lot. That's a lot. So it feels like something has happened as far as this deal potentially getting done or moving forward with this. And, it feels like they might wait to do something with Jalen Carter.
I agree. And if I had to pick, I would pick Crosby. Crosby to me feels just more like I could guess his next 3 years. Now you might be able to guess higher. I mean, there's a world, you've said this, upside, right? There's a world where the next 3 years of Jalen Carter is better because he's younger, right? He's going to go into his prime. Than Crosby, who's played a lot of snaps and a lot of games. But boy, Max Crosby feels like the same player every year. I mean, like, he's just double-digit sacks, gets after the quarterback, tackles for loss. And I do think if the Eagles could acquire him, there could be something to, like, when, I'll use a couple examples. When McCaffrey got out of Carolina and went to San Francisco. When Saquon got out of New York and came to Philadelphia. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Max Crosby ever gets out of Las Vegas, and it almost happened with the Ravens, if he just goes crazy on a winning team. Because it's pretty impressive to me that he's racked up all those sacks on a team that's always losing. Like, he never gets to pin his ears back in the fourth quarter up in games. He plays on a terrible football team that's always trailing. So I think there might even be another level to Max Crosby's game. 215-592-9494. Crosby Carter. If you can only have one, pay one. Who would you want, Kyle, as the Crosby thing heats back up here a little bit? I would pick Crosby.
So I had trouble with this one this morning. I was like, man, this is one of the tougher ones in a while.
It is hard. And the Crosby injury makes it harder.
I think I came to the conclusion that it's not really as close to as hard as I thought it was.
You're going with?
It's actually kind of a no-brainer that you go for Crosby.
That's the Kyle Quinn.
Because
he wants the new star. Like, he wants the proven guy.
Look, Jalen Carter, ton of potential.
Yeah.
There's a lot of risk. There's risk with Crosby, but I think there's more risk with Carter. Like, we can talk about Crosby's knees all we want. Jalen Carter's got a shoulder problem.
And a heel last year. There was a heel last year.
And the heel. Yeah. And he might be a jerk. I mean, he might be a bad guy. We don't know, but the Eagles clearly have those kind of questions with him. You don't have those kind of questions with Crosby. So, like, everything being equal, we're talking about probably ending up paying these guys similar amount of money. Mm-hmm. So you have one guy on one hand who is less risky, and he's just been a better player.
Yeah.
in the NFL. I mean, he's more productive and he's just a better player. I think it's a lock. Like, if you have, if this is what you're batting around, you go for Crosby.
So let me ask you guys this, because there's one other thing that Hondo threw in his report there.
Hondo.
He threw in the 49ers as the other team that is nuclear hot for Max Crosby. Does it make you, like, if you're Howie, you just allowed Myles Garrett to go to the Rams, right? Are we going to sit back and allow Max Crosby to go to the 49ers? The 49ers just beat us in a playoff game last year. If you think about the last, Hugh, what would you say, 3-4 years in the NFC?
There's been 49ers have been kind of like our kryptonite.
Eagles, Niners, Rams, right? You could throw the Lions and Packers or whatever in there, but like for the most part, consistently, Eagles, Rams, 49ers, right? Seahawks have now jumped into the mix, but those three teams, we just let the Rams get Myles Garrett. Are we going to sit back and watch the 49ers now get Max Crosby?
Well, I think it's certain things have to line up. I think that when you talk about the team that's probably at this moment, probably in better position to probably aggressively go after him and it fits better. It sounds like it might be the 49ers. I don't know their cap situation, anything like that.
Boy, but if they get Bosa and him coming off the edge.
Yeah. Yikes. I mean, that is something. And then they get the linebacker in the middle.
Warner. That's a lot of good players.
When they came here that first time and beat us up, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad. So yeah, that's not a good one. But when you talk about how we potentially trying to get Max Crosby, what is that going to say for Jalen Carter and his camp? Because Drew Rosenhaus is his agent.
Oh, they're going to see the writing on the wall like we can.
Yeah, and now, you know, you want to play nice. You want him to play nice. I think you stop playing nice at that point. I think you hold out. And what position does that leave us in? Because now you have a young player who has a tremendous upside, and you got another high-end defensive end on one end.
Yep.
And then you got another one you just traded for when you got the guy from Minnesota. So I'm looking at it like I'm ready to trade me. I'm trying to get my money now. Well, so he might try to force a trade.
I don't know if he has enough
cachet.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, what has he done that says I'm going to hold out and other teams are going to line up to come after me?
You know what? And you're right. And that whole Cleveland story kind of makes you wonder if that's the case. But here's the thing. I don't know how true this is, but like I said, there was talk about him getting a contract done after Jordan Davis's contract.
So what happened?
I don't know. That's the thing. And so if I'm him, if that's true and I'm him, I feel some kind of way about that. And I would ask them to either give me a deal or trade me respectfully.
Well, then
I'm saying if I was him.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm not trying to get traded. I ain't trying to leave.
But could you imagine that defense just for 1 minute, for 1 year? I mean, like, yeah. Let's say they pulled this off. I mean, what do you think it would take to get Crosby?
You're going to have to probably throw one of those players in there.
Nolan Smith?
Probably Nolan. Probably two.
So Nolan and a pick?
Well, here's the thing.
Because if you get him, you don't really need Nolan Smith.
My worry is it cost you Jalen Hunt. I like him better than Nolan.
That knee injury is a real thing, and that hurt his trade value. You know, we can talk about
it hurt his
trade value.
Because 2 ones is what the Ravens were about to pay. No one's given
that. So I think they got a little cold feet.
The Ravens?
I don't fully buy the whole, we checked his medical.
So I agree, but then why hasn't anyone else jumped in? Right, like there's something there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because you would think you could get him at a discount now, or you could just get him, right? The Raiders don't really want him anymore.
It did happen kind of like a weird time in the offseason, right?
Right before free agency.
Yeah. I mean, there's still time.
I know.
You know, there's going to be camp injuries. There's going to be – I still feel like he gets traded.
I agree with you. Also, they're kind of in a long-term rebuild. It's time for him to get out of there.
And was there any – I'm just throwing this out there. Was there anything about – I mean, we had to pause and then reset with the whole A.J. Brown thing because of money. You know, could there be something?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Myles Garrett got traded post-June 1st. Listen, just for a second, imagine the defense with Max Crosby on it for this year. Look, I like Jalen Hunt more than Nolan right now, too. But even if we swapped out Jalen Hunt, guys, if it's Max Crosby on one side, Jonathan Greenard on the other.
You like your chances.
Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis in the middle, Bon, Campbell, these corners. It's the best defense in the league by a lot.
How are they getting Crosby and Carter on the same defense?
You could do it for a year.
What did Campbell change his number to? You see that?
11, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
Why not?
The last two 11s asked for trades out of here. Wentz and then AJ.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. I thought he was just getting
that was his college number, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Crosby Carter might not allow a yard.
I mean, just think about it. Not a single yard.
He loves when I get there.
No. It was a straight with a straight ass face. Hey,
the dude
might not allow yards.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, we come in here if they allow 100 yards. What
a disaster.
Joke.
Fangio stinks.
Guys, just for a second, though, think about it. Crosby on one side, Grenard on the other.
Fantasizing about people's players, huh?
Yes. Well, at least I'm fantasizing about putting them on the Eagles. I mean, that's...
Well,
you do it at the expense of Jalen Hurts. I'm doing it at the expense of Nolan Smith.
I'm playing with guys.
Wait a second. Do you think anyone's going to be mad that I'm fantasizing about Crosby here Smith?
Not at all.
But when you do it with Lamar Jackson or Dak.
It gets a little, people get a little mad.
It is funny. I think the problem it's for you is you've done it with people to replace Jalen. Because in the past, I did it with Micah Parsons. I wanted Parsons here. He was a Cowboy.
It's the position and what he's accomplished. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's not meant as disrespect. It's being a fan of the game.
Lamar is pretty accomplished. There's two MVPs in the league.
It's being a fan of the game. So, yeah.
Is that your new excuse for when you fantasize about the quarterbacks?
I try to tell people that.
I'm just a fan.
You know what? You try to tell people that, but they're not going to listen to
that.
I'm just curious.
It's okay.
I'm curious. That's crazy. It's been a struggle.
It's okay to be curious about other players.
It's been a struggle.
It's natural to be curious.
Here's the question. So first it was Dak, then it was Lamar. Who's the next quarterback who will be curious about?
No more quarterbacks.
No, stop.
Oh.
No. Do not lie. The people
don't be a coward.
Who?
Don't
be a coward.
No, it's no more quarterbacks.
Why? I don't understand. I'm just saying, I don't see any more quarterbacks. I'm putting my foot down. You can't one day say, I don't care what anybody says, and then turtle up when we give you the opportunity to set Twitter ablaze, Hugh.
First of all, it's not turtling up.
Yes,
and
it
I
is.
Like what you like. You said exactly what it is. You want me to set
scared.
Twitter ablaze.
Yes,
you
know I do.
Here's my prediction.
The next quarterback
that Hugh fantasizes about is during the season, and it is a college quarterback.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think it's going to be.
He gets the hots for Arch.
Yes.
Hold up.
The March
Did
for Arch.
Did you see what Sark said? He would not be surprised if Arch came back to school. Like, he threw that out a couple days ago.
They have to stop.
Yeah. Oh, that's Enough. Coward stuff. He's been there for 4 years.
Enough.
Get to the league.
What is he ducking the Jets? Can we stop ducking the Jets?
That might be it.
Throw the Jets a damn bone.
Like his uncle did 25, 30 years ago when he ducked the Jets?
I mean, Hugh needs a win over there.
What you mean? Why I need a win?
Well, he's probably ducking the Jets. If you're Arch, you're not going
to Once a Jet, always a Jet.
They don't even invite me to nothing. So, I mean, I
you're going out there
count.
To get like a hoodie for free.
I'm trying, but they won't even return my phone call.
Aaron Glenn won't return his former teammates.
You're calling them?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey.
No. Hold on. You can't be calling the Jets for free stuff.
No,
that's worse than swiping on Tinder during the show yesterday.
How about this? Yeah, that was pretty bad. But y'all were long talking, and I lost my train of thought. And it's not so much I was swiping.
We were doing the show.
It was. It's
long
more.
I was yelling at
Ellie. We talk on the radio, Hugh.
It was more.
That's the job.
It was like more of a repetitive. I was just looking at the pitches. But back to this Jet thing. You know, I'm going to this golf tournament in Long Island.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of Jets there.
It's gonna be a lot of Jets, and you know, when they did the how they said and coming to the golf tournament, right?
Yeah.
It was Philadelphia Eagle, Hugh Douglas.
They didn't even say former Rookie of the Year, double-digit sack Jet.
I don't have a problem with it, but I just thought it was interesting that it was Philadelphia Eagle.
Are they erasing you from their history?
I do believe so. It feels strong.
Wild.
Like
I mean, you might have. Are you the best? You might be the best thing to have come from that era for them. I mean, you won a grand total of one game in like 2 years.
At least you were
defensive rookie of the year.
I think they had another one after me.
Are you still a top five edge rusher in their history?
I don't know.
So Gastineau.
Let's
see if I can pull up a list.
John Abraham was a good player.
Lyons. I think Marty Lyons was a pretty good player.
Abraham was after you.
And it was, I want to say Abdul Salam. I think that's his name. But I remember Gastineau because they were the New York Sack Exchange.
Muhammad Wilkerson was more recent, a Temple kid that played there.
Yeah,
but he was
Muhammad
more of a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
You're still up there. I mean, I you have to be. It's a horrible franchise. I mean,
Gastineau?
Was it Marty Lyons?
John
right?
Abraham? Got to be up there.
Gastineau. Yeah.
John Abraham.
I just pulled up a list here.
Yeah, sack list.
Jerry Philbin.
See, this is how you know.
Super Bowl III.
It's a bad team. I mean, like, this is a bad team.
Sean Ellis.
Sean was a good player.
Muhammad Wilkerson.
Tennessee? I think it was Tennessee.
I think so.
Muhammad Wilkerson, John Abraham. Nothing on Hugh.
Well, he did fall off after that rookie year before they got him out of there.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Eric, who's up on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys.
Where we get this guy from?
This guy, Doug. Oh, go ahead, Eric.
No, I want to wait for swiping left Hugh to finish his laugh.
The best part was the camera getting him yesterday,
Sean,
on Tinder.
You know what, Sean? You come in here every day trying to Eric or whatever your name is. Come in every day trying to take shots, man.
You call him Sean?
No, man, no. You're my favorite part of the show.
No, I'm just saying.
I based the whole morning around trying to listen to this show only.
Can't be taking shots, dog. What are you trying to do?
Good shots,
no,
Eric. Good job.
Oh, no. You're
fine.
So much
Eric, you're fine. I'm kidding. Joe, relax.
Okay. I just want to ask one. I want to go with Carter, but can I ask just one question of my hero, Douglas, real quick? That's, you know, that Philly guy that wore the Spurs jersey to the game that won all that action?
What do you call him? Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla. Yeah.
Okay. In your prime, could you have tangled with that guy?
What do you mean?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Could you have fought that guy prime?
Man, listen, I'd have wore him out, like for real. Like, because I would have been, it would have been Clash of the Titans up in that thing. Oh.
How about now? How about this version of you?
I got to make it quick because, you know, that stamina ain't what it used to be. So
It's not easy to go back to back.
It ain't easy to go back to back, though. Nope.
I would go with Carter.
Okay.
And here's why. I've always thought he has the potential to be like a great, great talent. And that if he stays in shape and gets his maturity where it needs to be, that he could be a game wrecker. And his potential upside, I think, is so much more than Crosby. Crosby's got a lot of miles on that engine, right? And the fact that the Ravens backed out kind of worries me. So I'm thinking, If Carter turns out well, we could have a great game record for, you know, 3-4 more seasons. So I'd go with Carter.
Yeah, and that makes Eric, there's plenty of logic to that. Eric, good phone call. I mean, he's younger, and he's only finished his third year in the NFL. I mean, his prime, Jalen Carter, is about to happen. And
good call,
I think,
Eric.
If there were, and Kyle hit on this.
Or Sean.
Bob, or Sean, Steve, whatever. No, Eric. There's multiple concerns with Jalen Carter, right? There's the money, the health, and there's the off the field or whatever, and maybe it's even on the field. There's all that. Crosby, it's really just one, right? How much is left in his body? I mean, he's had a knee injury. He's played a million snaps, so it's like, you know, I mean, you know, we've seen this plenty of times before where a guy gets to be 30-ish, and then they're just not as good as they used to be in their 20s. He could be there, and it's a little bit telling. Not only did the Ravens back out, but how come nobody else has jumped in, right? There's probably a handful of contenders that could use that kind of player, and yet he's still on the Raiders. So the whole thing is, it's not a perfect fit. I would have rather Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons a year ago. But boy, Max Crosby, I still think there's a lot of good football left.
Yeah. I mean, there's potential for that to be the case. And you want to try. It's obvious that the Eagles feel that their pass rush is not where it needs to be.
Because
if you're talking about, you know, all these stories being linked to the Eagles trying to get this person, that person, that just tells you that they're really trying to upgrade that outside rush position. They want to get some more consistency at that position. And but my question is, Max Crosby, at what cost? Because, again, Jalen Carter seems like or thought he was getting a contract. Somebody thought he was getting a contract this year.
It hasn't happened.
Then all of a sudden, you know, there's not a contract offered. Then you have this in air quotes, hold in.
I love hold in.
Yeah, the hold in.
Show up to work and not do anything.
Yeah.
You ever consider holding in?
Don't I do that every day?
I was just going to say, you're just describing the midday
show. Don't I do that every day?
Hugh Douglas holds in.
I think yesterday when I fought with Elliot and you were swiping on Tinder, that was a live hold in.
Well, no, because it was, y'all were going so honest. Let me see what, you know, and then I was like, man, it's a little, you know.
Somewhat.
Yeah, I think the biggest hold in was obviously this.
We ain't gonna never let them move past this, huh?
That's a radio hold-in, folks. 215-592-9494.
It's actually the worst 15 seconds of radio I've ever heard.
This is why, Eric, you can't. I'm already getting shots taken at me and fired at me every day. You can't come in firing shots.
That was audio of you.
No, but I'm saying Eric can't come in. That's why Eric can't come in firing shots because I'm already getting shots fired at me all day.
That's like people calling the Santa Liquido thing a hit piece on Jalen. He was like, what's this hit piece on me?
It's like if we show
just not paying attention.
It's like if we show a replay of Jalen overthrowing a receiver. Like, you're hating. It's a replay. play. It's the kid happens.
No, you know what it really is? It's when Elliot posts his training camp stats.
Oh, yes.
And all the comments are like,
hater!
Oh, hate.
Screw you.
How dare you?
You can get in on this. Crosby or Carter, who would you rather have at big money? Should the Phillies have traded Andrew Painter when they had the chance? He's now down in AAA. And on the other side, Bill Barnwell threw a number out there for a potential Jalen Carter contract. How much it will cost, what it could look like, and maybe a different move by the Eagles proposed by ESPN, something they could do between now and camp. That's all up next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute, this for me?
I mean, most of these are just to see if you're going to sing, your reaction,
answer the artist. Right,
this is for your Tinder feed yesterday.
The video of... There's something. So yesterday we were at the Phillies game, right? And so we're doing the show in the booth. And usually when we're here, the way the video works is that only the person talking will be featured on the video, right? Like I'm talking right now. Mm-hmm. So Hugh could be chewing his food and no one would see you chew, right? Or Kyle could be doing whatever he's doing. But at the game yesterday, the way it was shot was it's like both of us were on no matter what was happening. So there was a pretty long segment where I just yelled at Elliot and we just went back and forth, right? And Hugh was, you know, waiting for our argument then, which I understand. He wasn't jumping in our back and forth.
Well, because it was gone.
But
he lost interest.
He happened to be, you know, on his apps. And I think the YouTube audience kind of caught wind of what you were doing on your phone while we were arguing. And it was perfect.
Can I tell you what my thought process was? So I'm sitting here.
Yes.
Vigorously swiping left, right? Because I'm like, damn. What the hell, right?
You know, you do keep going out of your way to tell us that you're swiping left.
No.
I'm not so sure I buy that.
Yeah, no,
it was
does.
Only like, it no was like, does. No, but listen.
Cast a wide net out there, Hugh.
I looked up, and I'm like, I wonder if they saw that.
And so they did.
And Aaron let me know. He was like, yeah, they saw it. And I was like, damn. Well, oh well. I was like, hey, oh well. There ain't nothing you can do about that.
Well, there could have been worse things. Yeah, I mean, if we're being
looking at porn. I shouldn't have said it.
It was alluding to it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put that past you.
I'm not a porn watcher. Mm. That has not really been.
You're a porn doer.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, we have a drop of it somewhere in the system.
I'm saying. I'm not. I don't watch the porn. Okay. Porn. You know, I'm not the porn watcher. Porn.
Do it discreetly. Now,
discreet porn.
You know what somebody could do? Do us a favor. Go back, examine that video. Was Hugh actually swiping left?
We need a Zapruder.
You
film,
have
yeah.
made this a whole segment, huh?
Well, no, we got plenty more to talk about here, but we're starting the segment with it. Yeah.
You brought it up.
I did not bring it up.
You did.
I was doing my damnedest, not uh-huh. even. I was trying oh, no, to let
I'm talking
it go
about,
away.
I'm talking about yesterday.
Well, I'm just saying, yesterday was his own. See, this the problem.
Well, we'll examine that
yesterday.
Tape later.
We need to leave the past in the past.
It was yesterday.
We never leave the past.
Do you want to spit to the future?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
do you know where we are? You want to leave things in the past?
Yeah, we don't do that here. We're going to talk about A.J. Brown for a year.
I thought you were asking me, like, seriously.
Come on.
Sometimes I want.
Wait a minute, we're in the studio.
Now that we've unpacked the past, let's do two things. Let's hit the present and then go to the future, okay?
Okay.
In the present, we want to thank our friends over here, Hugh, at PDQ, POS, and Steak and Hoagie Factory. They brought us an incredible lunch. Cheesesteak sandwiches and more. I got the veggie one. By the way, the food is great, but the roll, man.
Yeah, that's a good roll.
Yeah, I mean, everything about it is great. If you're in Bucks or Montgomery County, check out the Steak and Hoagie Factory. And if you're in the market for a new point of sale, you've got to talk to our friends at PDQ POS. So we thank them for coming by today.
Good steak.
Everything is great.
Got to tell you, I feel sorry for the out-of-towners.
Who don't get to
who
have
just
this?
Don't, I mean, almost anywhere. This one in particular?
This is one of the... Listen, we get a lot of good food dropped off here. This is one of the best ones we've had in a long time.
Good,
so we appreciate it from those guys today. Thank you for dropping off the food. So that's the present. Now, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, why don't we look to the future, okay? Couple things. And one, we were talking about Jalen Carter and, you know, would you rather have Max Crosby or Jalen Carter at a high dollar amount? So let me throw a couple numbers at you because ESPN had a couple stories in recent days. One about Jalen Carter in particular, about how much he could get paid in his next contract, and then one with kind of an idea for each team and what they should do between now and training camp. So let's start with the Jalen Carter one. Bill Barnwell, he projected Jalen Carter's next contract and projected how much he will make per year. The number he threw out was $35 million per season, which would reset the defensive tackle market, right? Last week, we talked about Chris Jones of the Chiefs. It makes about $31, $32 million. So this would have a new bar for defensive tackles, $35 million. So that's the number for Jalen Carter. First thought on Carter's market being $35 million per year.
That's about right. You know, because when you talk about the collective bargaining agreement and salaries and things of that nature, even though Chris is more of an accomplished player, mm-hmm. Jalen Carter's a young up-and-coming player that has a tremendous upside, and you're paying for the potential at that point. And that's how it usually goes. But there's some real concerns, I think, with his character. That's what it kind of feels like. I don't know. I haven't heard any reports or anything like that, but that's what it just kind of feels like because, like I said, after you talk about the Jordan Davis contract and what he got, mm-hmm. I think it's safe to say that he's going to make more than Jordan because of his impact on the game or what his impact could potentially be. And for him not to have a contract done and he's in position to potentially get one, it's telling. And then you have these stories about the Eagles potentially getting somebody else to pair on that defensive line with those guys. Has to be a tough spot to be in.
All right, let me throw a hypothetical at you, and this one has nothing to do with Max Crosby. This is all Eagles, okay? Jalen Carter, $35 million. That's Bill Barnwell's projection on his next contract. So ESPN had a different story up today, and it was kind of one idea for each team what they should do between now and training camp, right? Some of them were sign this player, trade this player, and then a lot of them were they should extend this contract. And the one they had for the Eagles was a guy we do not talk much about, but I think we all recognize he's become a good player, and it's a great draft pick by the Eagles. Drafted in the seventh round of the draft a few years ago, and he's heading into the final year of his contract. And that is Moro Ojomo. Hugh, when I watch Ojomo and the rise he's had the last few years, I'm reminded of Milton Williams, who was not picked quite as low. But
the grave digger.
Right. Milton Williams was picked in the middle of the draft and then became a really good player, and helped them win, and then the Patriots paid him a lot of money, and he helped them get the Super Bowl last year. I see something similar with Ojomo. I think he's headed towards a big payday next offseason. So let me throw this at you. Would you rather pay Jalen Carter $35 million a year, or right now, today, if he accepts it and he avoids free agency, would you give Moro Ojomo $18 to $20 million a year? Half. I tell you what, I'd rather pay Ojomo. If he's willing to sign right now and avoid free agency, and I could get him for $18 million a year, I'd rather do that than pay Jalen Carter $35 million.
I'd rather pay Jalen. Listen, all off-field stuff aside, I mean, and I know that for us, is in particular when we're talking about this player and this and having this conversation, that's a huge factor in why this probably hasn't been done. Mm-hmm. But he's a hell of a player when he plays, like head and shoulders above anybody you just named. So I'm trying to pay him. I just need some guarantees that the off-field stuff is not going to spill onto the field.
You can't have those.
I know, and then the whole spin thing. I know we made a whole, not us, but people were like, Dak did this, Dak did that as the Dallas Cowboys. But, man, that's nasty. That's
it's just Joe.
Nasty.
It was a joke. You kicked out of the game.
You can't be spitting on folks, man.
So, all right. So, I think we recognize Carter as a higher upside player. But that $17 million that I'm saving in this scenario, that's how you pay Quinion, right? That's how you pay Cooper.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money difference.
Then you're potentially talking about bringing Max Crosby. You're talking about maybe a three-year window of those guys being here. And with Grenard being here, of potentially getting to another Super Bowl. That's what I think they're trying to do. I think they're trying to put themselves in position so that in the next couple of years, say if this is, if you're trying to move on from Jalen, have that one big lick that you're going to hit to try to get another Super Bowl championship and then turn the roster over. This feels like, remember when I made that famous quote, defense is luxury, not a necessity. It feels like they're trying to turn that over a lot faster than I anticipated.
Really?
Yeah.
We tried to tell you.
No, I'm just saying. But it's still the quote was still like
it was a moment in time you were in.
No, I'm saying it was, but it was timely and it stuck and it was prolific.
It was prolific.
It was prolific.
Yeah.
Prophetic. Prolific.
No.
One of those.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah. Either one. It fits.
No. Okay.
It was prophetic and prolific.
Profound.
Same, all that.
Okay.
Oh, that one too.
Ridiculous is what I think.
Nah, not that one. Okay. Not that one. That one don't try.
Kyle, Ojomo at $18 million, Carter at $35 million.
I mean,
I really like Moro Ojomo.
Can we include the combo of Moro Ojomo and Max Crosby?
Well, you could
do that in a heartbeat.
You could do whatever you want with the leftover money.
I feel so much better about Ojomo and Carter. Or and Crosby than I would Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Ojomo is a little underrated. I think he Milton Williams took a few years. I think Ojomo could break out a la Milton Williams a little
bit. I agree. And he's also really young. He's only 24.
And you could pay him now. and then you're sort of ahead of the market on him. Dude, Coach Nonek,
he might be really good at this. He's developed by these guys.
I think he can coach.
Feels like it.
Man, Ojomo, they turned Ojomo from a seventh-round pick into a guy we're talking about. Do we want to re-sign him even before he gets to free agency?
Yeah, kind of like the whole Milt thing. But as you know, when Milt was up for contract, they let him go.
Do you think the Eagles could play Ojomo against Carter?
I don't think so.
Well, but I don't look.
You mean like pay him now and then. Well,
I don't mean it in terms of. I guess with his agent. Like
well,
if I'm Howie,
leverage the leverage thing.
Leverage. If I'm Howie and I'm discussing things with Drew Rosenhaus,
say, hey, we could just pay this guy.
Right. Like
instead.
Here's our offer to you, Carter. It's let's say $28 million a year, whatever the number they are willing to go to right now. And if Drew's like, we want 35. Well, okay. But I got Ojomo on the other line here and his agent, and I'm gonna go talk to him.
Well, how much of the Crosby stuff, the Garrett stuff, how much of is all that saying, like, we'll just get another really good pass rusher?
I think there's something to it.
Instead.
It feels like they're telling Jalen Carter in a lot of ways, maybe telling Drew Rosenhaus, the number you want, we're not doing this right now. So you either take our number or we're just going to go do other things.
It feels like there's something going on with this story. And you know, they're trying to keep it out of the media as much as they possibly can.
Yes.
It really is. But I feel like, you know, you go get Max Crosby. And you take on that contract, I don't think you can be quiet much longer because that kind of tells you exactly where they are. Unless, you know, Howie goes in and gets Max, since we're white hot on Max, and then pay Carter. But I don't feel like that's going to happen because this feels like this might be this whole Max Crosby thing. It might play out all the way till almost the start of training camp.
Yeah, it might. Look, I'm not trying to say that Ojomo is a better player than Jalen Carter, but Ojomo had more sacks last year. I think the Jalen Carter's ever had in a season. He had 6 sacks last year.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Jalen Carter's contributions. A lot of times his contribution doesn't show up on the stat sheet because of the position that he plays.
No, I know, yeah.
You know, and we've have gotten
But is it worth the money they're going to pay him?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
The spit didn't show up on the stat sheet.
Well, the spit did show up, yeah.
With a bunch of zeros, I guess. Yeah. The fight with Sirianni didn't show up on the stat sheet.
No, and he also didn't.
No, I get it.
He didn't play great in a lot of games last year.
And part of that maybe was because of his shoulders.
I think it probably was. Yeah. No,
which,
I think that's a very
adds
fair point.
To the concerns.
Yes, of course it is. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, lot to discuss here. The Max Crosby thing. I'd rather have Crosby than Carter. And if the hypothetical is to pay Ojomo half or close to half of Jalen Carter. I would do that right now and have more Ojomo, who's 24 years old and getting better by the year, than pay Jalen Carter $35 million. And Andrew Painter sent down to the minors by the Phillies. It had to happen. What's the bigger mistake by the Phillies? Not trading him when they could have, or giving him this job that he clearly didn't earn to the major leagues? Greg's in Westchester. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Greg. What's up?
Yeah, great show today. So I just wanted to weigh in on the Andrew Painter thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Dombrowski here, and you know he arrived, a couple of years ago. Versus, you know, we went through 10 years of bad baseball, and so I'm not so sure it was Dombrowski's just towing the line here towing the company line. And Middleton said to him when he got here, "Hey, you know, we want to build a long-term thing. We got to keep the people in the farm system. Don't trade away the goods." And so Dombrowski's just sort of doing that. You know, for face, because I think I heard Middleton over the years say he wanted to build something, you know, for the long term and not just go through what we went through. And so being a season ticket holder for the last 20 years, I listened to that. I probably bought in. I'm probably on the side now that, you know, obviously with the injury and, you know, we should have traded him. So
I think you're right, Greg, on this. I think that it probably came from ownership. Like, let's be smart about this. Let's not trade away all our prospects. We don't want to go through a decade of bad right when all these guys get old. I think you're dead right on it. The problem is Dombrowski needs to be the one that knows and is honest with Middleton about what they have, right? Like, conceptually, I agree with it, but if the guy's not what we think he is, we can't just pretend, right? Because it feels like they've pretended on Andrew Painter for a couple of years now, and you can't pretend. I mean, eventually the league just tells you what the player is, and he's just not good enough right now. It's a shame.
Yeah, and I hear you. That's why I say we should have traded him away, and maybe hindsight's 20/20. But and just one more thing on Taiwan Walker, if I may.
Yeah.
So the moment he walks in here, he gets 20,000 boos the moment he sets his foot on the field. So I don't really think they ought to bring him back. And, you know, maybe we should go for another, you know, find somebody else in the minor leagues who's just sitting out there and maybe underrated or has come off, you know, some bad times or another firm. Maybe somebody named Adolphus, if that's available, Hugh. I don't know if you can find some.
That's a good one.
You know what? If we could find another Adolphus, Greg, a good phone call. I'm sure they'll bring him in. Pew, pew, pew. I mean, Adolphus is one that we can't just ignore. Adolis. Old Dallas.
I'm trying to just let that one fade into obscurity.
Well, he brought it up. I let it go.
I know.
Adolis.
Mm-hmm. Adolis.
Well, Odalis for
Cialis.
Yeah, Cialis Garcia.
Cialis Garcia.
What are you doing?
No, it's one of those days.
Wow.
Kyle's going to lose it by the end of this one.
I'm surprised he's held on to it this long.
I haven't.
Well, if it wasn't for the great food from our friends, I think
hey, man, that turkey sandwich, man.
Is it gone already?
Hey, no, it's not. I got another piece. I can't wait till we get off this here radio before I eat that other piece. But right now we got, you know, I'm trying to be more focused.
I'm trying to lock it.
This, you know, yesterday, people, you know.
So, it was yesterday the day that was decided
that
you were?
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, trying to lock in a little bit more.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. Thomas in Broomall's up. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about a little bit of Phillies, but I had a personal question for Hugh. Like, so when you guys are talking about all this money these players are making, do you wish that you played in the league now?
Hell yeah! Do we talk
getting
about that every 35 day?
Million? Well,
35, I don't 35 know how much, of them things. Yeah.
I don't know how much you would get. I mean, you know, not saying you're a bad player or not, but I don't know how much you would get. What do you think your price range would be?
Well, if I was, you know what, to your point, Thomas, and I thought about that. I thought about this before. I don't know how effective I would be in this league because they do a lot of two-man rotations now. I don't know if I would be on a team. I would probably have to go to a team that allowed me to play, but given the size that I played at, they'll probably want a rotation.
Do you think you'd actually be better because you'd be fresher?
Well, that's what I don't know because I came up in an era where, you know, you played at least 60 snaps a game. So now you're talking about guys playing at most in a game 30 snaps. So you don't know because a lot of times the way that I pass rushed, it was to set up other stuff. So I don't know. I don't know.
So, Thomas, before you get to your point, I've thought about this before. I think we joked about it with Hugh. When I saw the contract that Jalen Phillips got, and Jalen Phillips is a good player, but I think Hugh was a better player than Jalen Phillips. When I saw the $120 million that Jalen Phillips got from the Panthers, I was like, yeah, if Hugh was playing today, he wouldn't need to be a talk show host on WIP when it was all said and done because he'd make Jalen, you were a better player than Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, but it's like you don't know, but you don't know how
I know
how they would play, like how I would play in different schemes because
you're better than Jalen Phillips.
When you talk about the schemes, though, Joe, they're a lot more hybrids now.
Yeah, no,
they're hybrid schemes, so it's not like a traditional 4-3. A lot of teams slide from a 3-4 to a 4-3 front. Who knows? Who knows?
That being said, I don't think he's ever had double digit sacks, and he just got 120 million.
He did.
Yeah, Hugh, when was the last time Joe gave you a compliment on the air?
You know what?
That you're better than Jalen.
Well, you know, we always do, but he always likes to remind me that I'm old now and that, you know,
I'm
washed.
Very complimentary of Hugh's career.
Now, great player. Really annoying on the radio.
that's how it is.
Now, in Jacksonville, he was a disaster, but Jets and Eagles, the guy could play.
Train wreck. Train wreck.
Yeah. So the Phillies, you know, with Andrew Painter, I mean, I think we should have traded him last year. I mean, knowing what we know now, I think they should have brought him down maybe a few weeks ago because I think they were saying, like, he's the first rookie to lose 7 games out of his first 11 or something. So it's just tough. And then the other thing, Kyle Schwarber playing first base. When I looked at that, I'm like, wait, what? Like, I get you have to have Harper out a game or a rest game. But is that, like, not a desperate move, but shows you – who they really have on this roster, and I have one last thing about acquiring players.
Yeah, I think it shows that they could use more, obviously, and more depth. I mean, I don't think the Schwarber thing is going to be a regular thing, but they got away with it for a day. But, yeah, I mean, ideally, you don't want to put him in the field.
Yeah, and one last thing. So with contracts and stuff about money, like obviously not every player is going to be Shohei Ohtani where he defers all this money until the end of this contract. But could that be on the table? Like if you want to get a big piece, like are there players out there that you would think that would do something like Shohei, pay him a couple million a year, and then after the contract, then you give him all this money?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think
you
players,
mean prorated, right?
Yeah,
like kind of prorated.
Yeah, I think players are up for this, Thomas. Appreciate the phone call because you make more money over time. Like, it's worth it for you, right?
Yeah, because it's not the money that you sign for, especially if it's accruing interest.
Yes. The Phillies have been the ones that haven't wanted to do this the best. And they did do it with Sanchez's contract. I think it's the first time they've ever did it. Now, it's not $700 million the way Shohei's was. It was about $100 million. But they did it with just recently with Christopher Sanchez's contract. I think the Phillies should do more of this. I think it's a way to... Now, we'll see if they allow it in the new CBA with the new rules they're going to put in. But if it's allowed, I would do more of it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. We got a lot to discuss here. Andrew Painter sent down in the minor leagues, finally, after 2 months of just dreadful pitching. And I don't blame him for any of this. This is on the Phillies, and they made two big mistakes here. Not trading him when they should have, and giving him this job he wasn't ready for. What's the bigger mistake? Your phone calls on Painter, reaction to sending him down. Max Crosby or Jalen Carter? I'd rather have Max Crosby. It sounds like the Eagles are back in on this Crosby thing. 215-592-9494. Plus, we have to address the elephant in the room when it comes to the Phillies and the trade deadline. That is all next. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you could trade every match from the opening stage all the way until the final. I think we've all been watching more of the World Cup here. And the more it goes on, the clearer it is to me that France is the best team out there. Right now, they're trading at 18% to win the entire thing, which means a $100 trade on Kalshi would pay out $505.91 if they win the whole thing. On Kalshi, you're trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game.